The Shooting of Dan McGrew by Robert Service. A bunch of the boys was hooping it up at the Malamute Saloon. The kid who handles the music box was playing a jag-time tune. Back at the bar, in a solo game, was Dangerous Dan McGrew. And watching his luck was his light of love, the lady that's known as Lou. When out of the night, it was 50 below, and into the din and the glare, a stranger stumbled straight from the creeks, dog dirty and loaded for bear. He looked like a man with a foot in the grave, and scarcely the strength of a louse. But he tilted a poke of dust on the bar, and called for drinks on the house. There's none could place the stranger's face, though we searched ourselves for a clue. But we drank his health, and the last to drink was Dangerous Dan McGrew. There's men that somehow just grip your eyes and hold 'em hard like a spell. And such was he, and he looked to me like a man who lived in hell. With a face most hair, and the dreary stare of a dog whose day is done. As he swished the green stuff in his glass, the drops fell, one by one. Then I got to figuring who he was, and wondered what he'd do. And I turned my head, and there watching him was the lady that's known as Lou. His eyes went wandering round the room, and he seemed in a kind of daze, till at last the old piano fell in the path of his wandering gaze. The ragtime kid was having a drink. There was no one else on the stool. So the stranger stumbles across the room and flops down there like a fool. In a buckskin shirt, he was glazed with dirt. He sat, and I saw him sway. Then he clutched the keys with his talon hands. My God, that man could play! If you've ever been out in the great alone, when the moon was awful clear, and the icy mountains hemmed you in with a silence you most could hear, with only the howl of a timber wolf, and you camped out there in the cold, a half-dead thing in a stark dead world, clean mad for the muck called gold, while high overhead, green, yellow, and red, the northern lights swept in bars, then you got a hunch what the music meant. Hunger and night and the stars. And hunger not of the belly kind that's banished with bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of lonely men for a home and all that it means. For a fireside far from the cares that are, four walls and a roof above, but oh, so crammed full of cozy joys and crowned with a woman's love. A woman dearer than all the world and true as heaven is true. God, how ghastly she looks through her rouge, that lady that's known as Lou. Then all of a sudden the music changed, so soft you scarce could hear. And you felt your life had been looted clean of all that it once held dear, that someone had stolen the woman you love, that her love was a devil's lie, and your guts were gone, and the best of you was to crawl away and die. 'Twas the crowning cry of a heart's despair, and it thrilled you through and through. I guess I'll make it a spread, Mazare, said Dangerous Dan McGrew. The music almost died away. Then it burst like a pent-up flood, and it seemed to say, "Repay, repay," and my eyes were blind with blood. The thought came back of an ancient wrong, and it stung like a frozen lash. And the lust awoke to kill, to kill. Then the music stopped with a crash. And the stranger turned, and his eyes, they burned in a most peculiar way. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway. Then his lips went in a kind of grin, and he spoke, and his voice was calm. And, "Boys," says he, "you don't know me, and none of you care a damn. But I want to state, and my words are straight, and I bet my poke they're true, that one of you is a hound of hell, and his name is Dan McGrew." Then the lights went out. I ducked my head. The lights went out. And two guns blazed in the dark, and a woman screamed, and the lights went up, and two men lay stiff and stark. Pitched on his head and pumped full of lead was Dangerous Dan McGrew, while the man from the creeks lay clutched to the breast of the lady who's known as Lou. Those are the simple facts of the case, and I guess I ought to know. They say the stranger was crazed with hooch, and I'm not denying it's so. I'm not so wise as the lawyer guys, but strictly between us two, the woman who kissed him and pinched his poke was the lady that's known as...